neshamote, halel ko halelu ko, koil neshamo, neshamo sheli. Koil neshamote, halel ko halelu ko, koil neshamo, neshamo sheli.
You're listening to Radio Kol HaNishama, your only Jewish radio station in Southern California. Please visit us on the net at www.ateretisrael.org.
Pasuk says that Shalom Shalom, when he noticed that the work of the Mishkan has concluded, so he gave him the blessing. So the blessing that he gave them, that Yehi Ratzon Shetishre Shechinato Yitbarach Al Ma'aseh Yedechem. So he gave them the very special blessing that may the glory of Hashem will rest on the work of your hand. The Shechinato Yitbarach will rest on work of your hand. So now, the question that is asked, as far as the expertise, the craftsmanship that they were able to do the Mishkan, who gave them this Chokhmah? Ribono Shel Olam. So now, the blessing that Moshe gave to Am Yisrael, should it actually be given to Hashem or Am Yisrael? Now, they didn't have any knowledge. Hashem injected the wisdom, because after 210 years of being a servant, so they had no knowledge of how to do the work of Mishkan. So why did he give him the blessing? Do you understand the question?
He gave blessing to Am Yisrael?
Yes.
So Am Yisrael is equal to Hashem.
I understand, but they didn't know nothing.
There is no priority, you know, Am Yisrael, the Lam Yisrael, and Torah.
Chazal Baruch. But the point of the matter here is that they were not knowledgeable in this area to be able to do any work of the Mishkan. Hashem gave him the Chokhmah. Like, let's say, for example, like when you need some information on your computer, and then he brings it up and you print it. Do you kiss your computer? Do you give him a Misha Berach? Yeah. So exactly, so Hashem gave him the Chokhmah. But this is exactly how the information is being downloaded to the system, and then you look it up.
Rabbi, I think, what's your question?
Am Yisrael concluded the work of Mishkan. How?
By the Chokhmah that Hashem gave.
Good. So who deserved the blessing? Them or Hashem?
Them.
No, they didn't go to any school, like let's say, a doctor, physician. He goes for 10, 15, 20 years to medical school. He works. So he gains the knowledge. So you praise him, huh?
Hashem didn't give it to everybody. For a reason he gave to
Kol Chacham Lev. Kol Chacham Lev.
Only to those people.
So what does it mean, Kol Chacham Lev?
Anybody who wants to do
Ratzon Hashem. There you go. Yeah. So that's very beautiful. But before we find out what exactly is going on, so now, he gave some blessing that the Shekhinah will rest on work of your hand. So now, this blessing should be given before they start the work of Mishkan or after?
Before.
Oh, you agree with me? So what's the good it makes that he gave them the blessing afterwards? You understand? When you want to make something, so now, see, the whole purpose of this blessing is the water that you're making becomes holy. So now, after they finish, they say, may glory of Hashem rest on the work of your hand. But it's finished. What kind of blessing are you giving?
There's going to be more Beit HaMikdash to be built.
They're done. They're not going to build the Beit HaMikdash. These people, they finished. They're done.
For what
they graduated.
The Shekhinah can only come after it's done, not before it's halfway finished.
It says, on work of your hand.
Okay, after they finish, so that's the work of their hand.
It's finished. They finish everything.
It's like saying, Baruch Hashem, when we build this shul, the thing should come before. But once you build it and everything is there, then it
But he should have given the blessing to them before they start.
It's like everything in life. We work hard and hard and hard. We want to achieve something. And once we achieve something, we forget about it. We don't appreciate it. So now they have it. So they have it, but they need to appreciate what they have.
I understand. But the point here is, if you focus on the blessing that Mushabbalah Shalom is giving them, but it's meaningless, because you should give them this special bracha before they start. It's done, it's finished.
It's not finished, now it's starting.
But how about they did not have the intention to do whatever they're supposed to do? Now you inject the Shekhinah to the work of their hand. You should give the blessing beforehand, so whatever they make becomes holy, not afterwards. It's done.
No, everybody learns to drive. Now they go, they may pass the test, they get the driver's license. So their work got finished when they got the driver's license? No, now their work is starting. Now they need to prove that they know how to drive.
No, but with all respect, we have to recheck your chidush, because you're dealing with the car, but here it's done. The fork is done.
But Harab,
it's finished. You're not going to polish or, you know, make it.
Now they're using their hands.
Make additional parts to the Aaron and the Mizbeach and so on.
But the Baracha is at the end of the Pasuk.
There's no more Baracha. The Baracha, Hashem, before they gave it to them. That's how they had the power.
So what's the purpose of this Baracha that Moshe is giving them? If Hashem gave him the Baracha, so why Moshe giving the Baracha?
Because it says in Ba'aseh Yadechem, Tzof Ma'aseh Machshava Techile. They had the Ratzon, they had the will to work Hashem, so Hashem gave them the Chochmah.
Understand, but that's the point that he's giving them the bracha, not Hashem, because actually they were robots.
But they had the will to work Hashem.
Right. So he's giving the blessing that they had the urge to make it. Good, I understand. But the point of the matter here is, but he's giving such a blessing that the work of their hand, that is done, is concluded. So now the point of the matter here is that when, for example, you do some type of chesed, kindness. Let's say you help a poor family, give them $1,000. How do you feel?
Good.
Very boosted up, right? I'm sorry? But how do you feel about yourself?
So if you do it the Shem Shamayim, then you should feel good that you did it for the sake of helping somebody, not for the sake of satisfaction and the
food. But usually we have such a satisfaction because I went out of my way, I helped somebody.
Right?
The point that Mishabal Shalom is teaching us, they built the house of Hashem. Right? You know what it is? You know, people make a villa, ooh, wow, see, you know, how they are bragging about themselves. Here you build the house of Hashem. What a beautiful craftsmanship. So now when they go home, how do they behave? How do they act? Boost it up. See, that's the whole point. Shabbat Shalom, when they concluded the Mishkan, said, don't forget, the work of your hand now, that's what is important. Not what you were doing then. Now that you concluded and you boosted up and you look at it and say, wow, I was part of this. I made it. That's the most dangerous moment of somebody's life when you do chesed. How you think about the chesed, the kindness, or the mitzvah that you have done. The bracha beforehand would not work because they didn't do anything yet. Now that they concluded the mitzvah, this is a watch out time. That at this moment that you finish such a holy project. So now, how do you feel about this? And that's why, when they concluded the Mishkan, I told them, Yei Rason Shetichrei Shetichrei Shechanotu Yitbarach Al Ma'aseh Yedechem. Now is the time that how the work of your hand would be suitable if the Shechinato Yitbarach will rest on it or not. And Hashem is a keno that always Shechinato Yitbarach will rest on Ma'aseh Yadeinu Bezad Hashem. And it's going to be Bet Shelishi. Amen. Koilani Shomote, Halel Kohalel.
Aleluko, koila nishomo, nishomo sheli. Koila nishomo te, Aleluko, Aleluko, koila nishomo, nishomo sheli.
You're listening to Radio Kol HaNishama, your only Jewish radio station in Southern California. Please visit us on the net at www.ateretisrael.org.